You know, Colorado has the fastest growing economy in America right now. This just 2 weeks ago, the Business Insider magazine ranked Colorado as the number one economy in America. But that economic growth isn't everywhere in the state. And we could see that the rural parts of the Colorado were not coming out of the recession as rapidly as the big cities. So the idea behind these small, very targeted grants, they're all about jobs and they're all about rural Colorado. Homegrown businesses that are trying to make that big leap. A project like this, I think our grant is like 10 or 15% of their expansion cost. But it's that little bit that keeps the expansion here, keeps the jobs here.
Yeah, one of the reasons for these grants was the closure of a mine nearby.
Exactly.
Is there a future for the Western Slope without energy development?
Well, I think energy development's always going to be part of the Western Slope. I really do. But I think we have to diversify, right? I mean, when I came out to Colorado back in the 70s, pretty much the biggest industry in the whole state was energy. And then when the price collapsed in 84, I mean, you know, I got laid off in 86. Whole company got sold. Everyone got laid off. And I was out of work for over 2 years, right? And it's a boom and bust thing like the energy business always has been. Then when it collapses, it's hard to find other jobs. Yeah, I mean, I ended up having to open a brew pub. But I think the idea with these businesses is we see these expansions. Now we're diversifying the economic base here. And hopefully in the future recessions, if we keep doing this, we'll have an economy that won't be so buffeted by the economic, you know, recessions and expansions.
Well, thank you very much, Governor.
Sure, anytime.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.